Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insightful. That's oracle.com/insightful. oracle.com/insightful.
People, right now you are locked into the More Than Just an Interview podcast, powered by 99.7 Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family, monetized by our partners at Red Circle in partnership with Radio Pushers. On this More Than Just an Interview podcast, you're going to hear our thoughts on trending news, entertainment, Hollywood, the music industry, business world, issues that impact people every single day. The way we curate our stories here is totally different. You're going to get an unbiased viewpoint that reflects the mindset and the spirit and the energy of people all around the world. No matter what you say about life, balance is always the key. And we strive to exemplify balance on the More Than Just an Interview podcast. Lock in. Every day we drop a fresh content. Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, rate us 5 stars, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And I promise you, you're going to get unfiltered, calculated, non-explicit content, safe for all ages. All right? No ratchet news here. Everything's on the up and up and positive. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming on the More Than Just an Interview podcast, monetized by Red Circle, powered by 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family. Let's get it. The goal. People, you are locked in right now to the More Than Just an Interview podcast. We are on episode 9 of the More Than Just an Interview podcast. Is Ray J a crazy genius or a spoiled millionaire? When you are rich, famous, and you've been in the limelight for a long time, you've had a lot of success, it's very easy to become complacent. It's very easy to think that you know everything and that, you know, everything you do is going to work. It's the more successful you become, the harder it is to evaluate who you are and what you are and what you're doing. That's why it's good to have people around you that tell you what you need to hear and not what you want to hear. Those people are invaluable. When you think about his journey, though, when we're talking about being a child actor for years on Moesha, growing up in his sister's shadow, and then the infamous tape, and then being a star of VH1 for the love of Ray J, having all that success. Then you think about Scooty Bikes and the business success and the Raycon and the headphones, all that success at the park. And from that perspective, it looks like it's genius level. Sky's killing it. He's making it happen, making all the right decisions. You know, he's maximizing everything. But behind the scenes, personally, there are different meltdowns and breakdowns and public exposure and infamy and public embarrassment that have gone on to make people question his mindset. When you write that I'm suicidal, or you give off the impression that you're thinking about taking your life, not once, but multiple times, it makes people re-examine who you are. Because when you're talking about suicide, you're talking about something that is fatal. A person is mentally ill. That's how serious it is, that they want to stop living. There's nothing more on this earth that they can do. It's better for me to be dead. But when you think about somebody who's young and rich and, you know, and established, why would he want to resort to that? And then I start peeling back the onion and start looking at the layers of what I see. What I'm saying is not fact, it's just my elevated opinion. But then you start looking back, peeling back the layers of the onion to see, okay, what are some of the things that he's doing that make it cause this type of pain in his life? Is it female related? Is it business failure related? Is it him not understanding his purpose? Is it him being resentful about certain things that's dealing with his ex, Kim Kardashian, their success in becoming a billion-dollar brand? What is it? Because otherwise, when you get a certain level of money and fame and status, everything should be okay. But it's not. Recently, he was at the BET Awards, ranting and raving and causing a scene because BET wouldn't let him get access to a certain part of the venue. And he grabbed a bag and he put his hand in it like he had a gun. Now, we all know Ray J has a TV network called Trinix. He sold all his interest in Raycon, the headphone, super successful, over $100 million a year in revenue, to start this TV network. But he's fighting in the middle of the street. He's a 40-year-old man trying to fight another TV executive in the middle of the road in Los Angeles with thousands of people around. Why? What's the motive? Why would you fight another person that owns a TV network? Why would you have your shirt off? Why would you purport that you have a gun in a bag? You have two children, two beautiful children that are dependent on you. Why would you do that? Even if you're trying to hype up stuff for your show, why would you do that? And then why would you put on social media that you're frustrated, you took dirty money, you won't be doing it no more, you know things, and you know you hate yourself for taking the money, all these different things. You see, Ray J has a history of this. He has a history of putting all his business out there and then pulling it back and then making it seem like everything's okay. But my truth of the matter is this. When a man finds his purpose, he finds his life. I'll say it again. When a man finds his purpose, he finds his life. Because males are built on that. From a business perspective, like, what do you want to do? What's going to be your working identity? And he hasn't received that yet because it hasn't brought him peace. The money, the fame, the TV shows, none of that has worked. He was just on Breakfast Club doing everything possible, but not bringing up the beauty of the Trinix Network and what he's trying to do with it. Not say I'm being the king of Ratchet TV. We don't need another Jerry Springer. We need lifestyle TV. I'm going to be the king of lifestyle TV. I'm going to show people the life they can have, whether it's business-wise, in the music industry. I'm going to have different entrepreneurs from all different business markets talking. I'm going to show single moms out there going back to school. This Trinix thing is bigger than just Ratchet TV. because that has an expiration date on it. As more and more of these high profile individuals with all the social media following start to realize that they can get 1,000 people to get them $5 20 times a year, and they can make $100,000 a year off content, they are going to start self-funding their own networks. So nobody will benefit off of their story. Everybody's trying to climb on top of each other to get to the top of their own mountain, because you need people to help you get there. It's the type of people. And with Ray J, when you think about all the opportunities that he could have had since the tape, he could have really maximized it. Kim Kardashian is allegedly a billionaire. There's no denying her influence. There's no denying her input in the game. There's no denying her impact. There's no denying how she took that same situation and flipped it. Nobody has flipped it like that. So you can't knock her for that. You have to give her flowers on being a real hustler. Ray J should have more right now, because he should have played that card differently. When that situation happened, when they made that deal, he should have went in business with them. That would have been the right move. And they build on it. Not saying doing projects together, but they help each other behind the scenes. Kept a good relationship. Because she understood something that he did not. I'm going to maximize this moment. I'm going to optimize this moment. I'm going to make it work for me. I'm going to surround myself with people that can help me become who I am now. And you can't deny who she is. Whether the world accepts her and she's super popular or whatever, that's totally different. But business-wise, she's on point. Ray J could have had Ray J body wash, Ray J hair product, skincare line after that whole deal took off. He could have had all of that. But he did. The partying, the distractions, the time wasted into him, into a marriage that he's constantly jumping out of the window on. And now they're on there for a third time, they're getting divorced. But it's like your empire could have been built by now. You could have been a billion-dollar brand. Easy. And still can. But the way the Tronics network is situated with Ratchet TV, people can get that anywhere. Give them something they cannot receive. That's what Zeus did. That's why Zeus successful. Will Zeus continue to be successful? We'll see. But for now, they are successful because they found their market and they've been maximizing that. Ray J is not Brandy's little brother, but people look at him in that light because they don't see the maturity in him to really be significant. Walking around the BET Awards with no shirt on is not mature. It doesn't help your situation. It won't make your situation more valuable. It takes away from who you are. Think of all the executives that are looking at you. Do that. Or put your hand in the bag like it's a gun. And then you got to go apologize to those people behind the scenes. Say, I'm just doing this for content. Ray, you don't need to do stunts no more. We've seen you do stunts for 20 years. At this point, we're very comfortable with who you are. You're 40 plus now. You got to move like that. Move like the better version of Diddy, because he was one of your mentors.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Diddy was about business. But the dark side of his business is what the problem is right now for all the alleged crimes. But there's nobody more fierce in business than him. He's iconic in that boardroom. You need to become iconic. If you want people to believe in Tronics, think about your programming. Think about who you're putting out front. Think about who you're making the faces of the network. You need really to look at who can take this network to the next level, who can bring eyeballs. That's one thing about 50. He created that whole, he and Courtney Kemp, but 50 knew the people and Courtney knew the people that can become the Ghost and the Tommies and the Angelas and the Tashas and the Tariqs. That's why 99% of his shows have done phenomenal. We'll get into that next. But it's very important that we understand the genius of Ray J, what he's done, but also too, all this comes from being spoiled. You're a father too. You come from a great father and mother, great sister. Now you're in the mode of turn up. Somebody can turn up on you as well. Why would you want that energy around you? Now is the time for you to be focusing on legacy every single second of your life because you have children to create generational wealth for. And they're watching. So in conclusion, Ray J is a genius from one end, but he's also, in my humble elevated opinion, a spoiled millionaire. Because for all the access he has, all the money he has, all the people that he's around, he has the ability to really turn up and take it to that level and have products and brands and companies that are empowering people. Ray J scholarships, Ray J food bank trucks, food banks. So many things Ray J can have that are positive that's taking him up to the higher level. And people wouldn't look at him as a guy outside, the 5'6" guy outside of the BET Awards with his shirt off saying, "Yeah, I know I'm fat. I'm proud of it." That's not the Ray J I want to see. Because the dude is gifted. And he's an established earner. The dude knows what he knows. He's brilliant. But his brilliance has a blind spot. Because he's spoiled. You can't act like that and be in control of who you are. He's not in control. He needed to redo that whole Breakfast Club interview. Talk about how you're turning Tronics into a $1 billion company within the next 10 years. This is my game plan. This is my business plan. This is my blueprint. You're going to be focused on music, culture, fashion, lifestyle, and the power of women. That easy could have been said. And with your network, you can have powerful women out here going to HBCUs that want to start their own STEM companies. Like Aisha Bo. AISHABOWE. I mean, it's all kind of things. But we gotta look at it for what it is, not for what we want it to be. More than just an interview podcast, episode 9. Is Ray J a crazy genius or a spoiled millionaire? Let us know. Red Circle, Zoe Rose, Gold Music, Hype Beast, let's get it.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.